And we're rolling. Go ahead and crunch your candy right into it.
You got to give me some notification.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and crunch your candy right into it. Go ahead.
Shut up.
You're eating Nico wafers.
I don't even know what I'm eating. They were in our candy bowl, and they've probably been there before I came along.
They probably have been.
Super. Super. So you fly a lot.
Yes, I do.
Do you get those, like, comedic, funny flight attendants that get on the speaker thing and, like...
Yes, the annoying ones, yes.
You think they're annoying?
Yes, I very much think they're annoying.
No!
Because some of us want to get on and take a nap and relax, and we don't need people singing, you know, Southwest, fly on Southwest.
No, not like that. Like, on my way back from Las Vegas to Denver...
Mm-hmm.
The flight attendant got on. They're like, attention, we're trying to look for so-and-so. Your girlfriend just called from Greeley. Her car broke down, and she wants you to use the $14 that you have to take a cab as far as you can go and then give her a call. And I thought that was hilarious. The plane erupted.
What is I'm confused by what that actually even means. Like, she's making fun of somebody going home broke?
Well, maybe... That could be it, too, because we're coming from Las Vegas. And the fact that all of us thought it was legit for a minute. And then you're like, oh, hee-hee.
Yeah, no, I can see the humor in that, but no. Most of the time, they're always...
No one's as funny as you.
No, it's not that. It's just on an airplane, everyone likes to have a little bit of just...
It's before you take off.
Decorum. You know, we don't want to have toilet paper rolls down the... Have you been on a plane that does that?
No.
Where they roll the toilet paper down the aisle and, like, the aisle that it stops on? You win a free drink.
I don't understand why they would do that.
Me either.
Did you ask before?
No. It's just the annoying thing of some of the flight attendants do.
Hmm.
It has nothing to do with if it's funny or not. It's whether it's annoying or not.
I had a flight once where the guy totally, like, rhymed everything he said. It was like a little rap. It was really funny.
Like what?
Like, I'm not good at rhyming and rapping, but he, like, everything he said, like, at the beginning when we first got on the plane seated, rhymed, and it was like a little poem / rap. And then as we were landing, getting ready to get off, he did the same thing.
Thank you for choosing our flight. Hope you have a very good night. That kind
yes.
of stuff.
Yes. And I was like, yeah. And we all clapped when it was over.
Huh.
Easily entertained, I guess.
So what's going on in your world for this week's podcast?
Well, I'm glad I don't smoke pot.
Why? You live in Colorado where it's legal.
I know. But there's a small study of casual marijuana smokers that says that there's changes in the brain. So it's a possible sign of brain damage. It's
from
initial.
Marijuana?
Yeah. It's an initial study, and you know they jumped on it, and they're like, the anti-weed people were like, send this out immediately. Yeah. I got a notification on my phone today that was like, new study suggests.
From which?
I don't know. Why? It's from Dr. Hans Breiter.
Hans Breiter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's from the Northern University Feinberg School of Medicine and Massachusetts General Hospital.
And it was an alert?
Yeah, I got an alert on my phone. Like,
so you registered for some pot website or something? Or
no, from like
something
this.
You're not telling me?
Heavens to Betsy. No, like U.S. News, and I'm registered for all of those. Like, if anyone wins something big athletic, uh-huh, I get notified, and I want to stop that. I want to know if a celebrity dies, and I want to know if there's bombings happening or shootings.
Those like, are the two things news. You care about and all the news that goes
big
on
news.
In the world?
I don't care you if don't the care stock what? Market dropped 200 points for the day. Do you get those notifications? And you're like,
yeah.
I don't know what that means. So
I don't really either, but I know it's not a good thing. Anything that goes down is not good, and then I like to go, it's that Obama's fault.
I'm in HR, and we have been given a document that has to go out with all of our new hire packets.
Uh-huh.
That lets anyone know that they have options outside of our benefits through the, whatever it's called, through Obama. And I call it the Obamacare document.
Uh-huh.
I was told that probably wasn't appropriate.
Who told you that?
One of my coworkers. No boss. I didn't get in trouble. I don't get in trouble.
Well, it was
I was like, where's that Obamacare document?
Well, it was sold as the Obamacare
document. What is it called? Like the National Health Care Act?
It's called Affordable Care
Act. There you go.
But they called it Obamacare forever. He's called it Obamacare until it got a bad stink on it. And now it's like the Affordable Care Act.
There you go.
Affordable.
But you can't call it the Obamacare Act.
I guess not.
Not when you're in the HR department.
How does HR ever get sent to HR?
I don't know. We always joke about that. I'm like, don't tell HR on me. Hee hee.
You know, people really hate y'all. I mean, you know that. Anybody you talk to about stuff is always like, oh, HR, God,
I don't think they're that way in our company. I don't know. Maybe because I'm in HR, I think we're cool.
But you're not in HR, like in corrective HR. You're in like hiring HR. You're not like
recruiting.
I'm going to put this on your file and we may have to fire you if this continues.
Right. I'm not in employee relations. And that's awesome. That's why I like recruiting.
When did it become HR and not just go down to personnel?
That was before my time.
I know it is, but
I don't know.
But it used to just go report down.
It was probably some political correctness, right?
How it has to be. I think when they had to start keeping track of everybody's do's and don'ts and what you say and what poster did you hang up in your cubicle, and when they had to keep track of everything to fire you.
And the bosses couldn't smack their booties of the secretary anymore.
Right. They couldn't go, hey, sweet thing, go get me a cup of coffee.
Reese. Yes, sir.
I'm glad I wasn't around then. That
really?
Would have been horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Then you'd want to be overweight and unapproachable.
My sister told me about it when she was working for a lawyer, that he would snap his fingers at her to like, come here, you know.
And
she
not
said,
illegal.
And she said, my name's Kathy.
That's not illegal. You can snap at people.
Huh? You can?
That's not illegal. How would that be illegal?
It's not illegal. It's just kind of...
Right, but we were talking about like smacking the booty and sweet thing. And
Is that illegal? Just smack the booty and go, looking good today.
Aren't you glad that guys at my work, not that I work with many guys, but aren't you glad they can't be all, but you?
Well, no, because I think you would handle that anyway, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd be like, mm-mm. Yeah. But aren't you glad I don't have to worry about that?
I am. You know, we're 7 minutes into the show, and we didn't start off with the show title. We didn't do the Bad Morning Show trivia.
Let's do the trivia.
You want to do it?
Yes, okay. You got it all ready for once.
For once, I had it ready to go, and I think that's why I was like, we got it.
What happened?
Okay, you ready for Bad Morning Show trivia? Don't look this up. Don't Google it till the end.
Okay, and don't try and guess.
Tuna virtually never stop moving. How many miles has a 15-year-old tuna traveled? Is it A, 20,000 miles, B, 1 million miles, or C, 300,000 miles?
There you go.
There you go. So at the end of it,
I'm very excited.
Whatever you think, whichever one of those answers it is, that's a lot of freaking swimming.
But have you ever thought how far the human travels? Like, whether it be by walking, motorcycle, bicycle, vehicle?
You mean there's people that still travel? All I see is people that are very sedimentary. They just sort of sit and watch TV. Though,
what kind of people are you hanging out with?
Last week, the comic I worked with, Hippie Man, John Novosad.
Yeah.
He was wearing one of those, what are they
called? Pedometers?
Yeah. That you would wear to walk, or he was going for 10,000 steps a day. And he would actually go in the driveway and walk back and forth to get the last 50 or whatever steps that he needed.
See?
He just was going for the total.
Did he have like one of those like electronic ones?
No, it's just clips on his belt.
Okay. So the cheap ones, yeah.
Yeah. A cheap one. Did you hear that, John?
Like, you text me last week. You're like, I'm doing my podcast with John whatever.
Novosad.
I don't know his real name.
Hippie Man.
It wasn't until I saw a post from him later that said, I'm working with Steve McGrew this week. I was like, Hippie Man. He's in Little Rock or Oklahoma City, wherever you were.
Yeah, but he's from Boulder.
Right. But you guys were together in Oklahoma City.
Correct, ma'am.
Yes. So, this is Wrinkled Sheets. I am Janet Blair.
I am not Janet Blair. I am Steve Mudflap McGrew. And most people have already know this, but we don't do this enough. I think a lot of people find a podcast and they start to listen. And because I know I do when I listen sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're like,
and you're like, wait, who,
who's what? I kind of like it, but I don't know much about it. Do you ever do that yourself?
Yes, I know. And Ashley and I, our intro, hi, I'm Janet. I'm Ashley. And we're two girls at a bottle of wine. Wee! Uh-huh. And we say that every single time.
Sometimes maybe you should have like a pre-recorded, almost like it used to be for the TV shows. Like, then one day they were shooting at some food. Oh, here's a grant. Here's the whole story in the first, you know.
Right. I've told Ashley we should just record our intro canned.
You know, I'm from, you know, I'm from Branson, Missouri. I'm not. I'm a Yankee. That kind of. The Civil War is happening again right here on this podcast. Wow. Not us. Not us podcast. I'm talking about.
Are you trying to fight with me?
No. I'm sure we will before this is over because that's what we do.
Wow. Well, you know what always makes us fight? The mention of boobs.
I love boobs.
And I don't have them.
Yes, you do. You're a woman.
Kate Upton wants smaller boobs.
What's wrong with her? Does she have a tumor?
They're 34D.
Has what?
They're 34D.
That's all? She needs to get them increased a little bit. You know, they go up to double D, double E.
Only you would know that. If a what? Woman came up to you and said, ditch your girlfriend, I'm moving in, and she had big ass boobs, I'd be gone.
You would?
I'd need to find a place to live.
I don't think so.
You should say no way.
No, you, no,
your,
no,
your
you would not.
Was lacking.
I would say no.
Whatever. I don't believe you. What do you think about that?
Of her getting a boob job?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I don't think so. You should never decrease. You know.
What about back issues?
Well, she should probably get a brace. She could probably, you know what she needs? She needs a better fitting bra. I'm sure that's what it is.
That is it.
Isn't that, you know, most women wear a bad fitting bra.
Why do you know this?
Because I read women's magazines. You know
I
that.
You haven't done that in like a year.
Read women's magazines?
I haven't seen you with a women's magazine.
The cat is trying to climb on me.
You're like a mountain to him.
It's rain. No, I do look, you know, I read them every once in a while, especially if I'm on an airplane and someone's left one in their pocket. And I am one of the guys that does subscribe to Cosmopolitan magazine, but you already knew that.
On your iPad?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because when you subscribed, I said, hey, I already have the subscription.
But I never touch your iPad. So I unsubscribed because I noticed I was not reading it.
Why weren't you? Why are you not reading Cosmopolitan? Don't
Who
you want to know?
Who has time for that?
Everybody?
That doesn't work full time.
Don't you want to know what's going on in the world? What's the latest fashion?
Cosmo.
What the color of the year is going to be? What the latest Jimmy Choo shoe is going to be like?
No, because all that stuff is just overpriced marketing.
You love that kind of stuff, though.
I'm trying to save money.
If it's on sale, you love that stuff.
I do. I think Betsy Johnson is not as hip as it used to be.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's always like at Ross and.
Well, that's the closeout. Everybody's got the closeout. Like I just bought myself was a $70 pair of Sharper Image headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I got them at Ross for $9.
We like a good deal here.
We love
it. It's not because we're poor. We just don't want to become poor.
That's right. But how do they do that? How does something like Sharper Image, which is a great name, we all know it's a great. Do they
just
like it didn't sell well?
You have CDs. Imagine if you got a new CD and someone offered to buy your old CDs and you made money off of them buying it and they sell it for cheaper than you were. Does that make sense?
No, not at all.
So you pay, say, $5 to get a CD made.
Uh-huh.
You sell them for $20.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a new CD made and a more current CD made. And then Ross comes up and says, hey, I will pay
you
$7 for each of your CDs. And then they sell them for $10, which is half of what you were selling them for. They make money. You make money. Everyone's happy. And you still have your new CDs, your most latest product.
I can sort of see that. But I think it probably works more like this. Hey, Sharper Image, you didn't sell those. We'll give you $1 for them.
I'm sure it's
okay.
Way discounted. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm sure you're right, but I was just trying to paint a picture that you could relate to.
That cat is really trying to get in your lap. You should go ahead and let the...
No, he doesn't want in my lap. He wants me to pet him.
Speaking of pets, I went today to the pet store to get fish food, and I saw... I walked past the parakeet cage. It was just stocked, packed. It was like a whole new fresh load of parakeets, all brightly colored. The
you
blue,
didn't buy one, did you?
Blue and the yellow and the green. And do you know how to tell a young parakeet from an older parakeet, by the way?
The size of their tail?
No. It is the bands on their head.
Oh.
The young parakeets still have black bands on their head. As they get older, they become a solid color.
Oh.
So.
Were these young or old?
They were young. They were very young parakeets. Mm. And every time I see parakeets, it takes me back to being a kid.
Why?
Because I love parakeets. We always had parakeets when I was a kid. And when I was younger and I'd walk through the store, I always just wanted to get one or get another one or get a, you know, we've got a blue one. We should get a yellow one. And it's been years since I've ever had one because there are a lot of work.
Yeah, I was going to say, do not bring
a bird. No, I won't. But they're a lot of work. They're a lot of fun. But you can't travel with them. It's not like you can put out food for the cat and go away for 2 days.
Yeah.
Someone's got to take care of the bird.
Yeah, that is true.
And the cat just knocked over your microphone. You should have seen how it pegged on the soundboard over here.
Bam!
Bam! So did you ever have a parakeet?
No, I had... Do we have this conversation? One summer in college, I had lovebirds.
I think we did, but I don't remember. Go ahead.
And they were obnoxious and high maintenance, and I don't like birds. And they poop a lot. Like, I think my cats poop a lot. These birds poop a lot.
They do.
And
these
you have
cats
to, like,
poop a lot.
It's rain. Rain. The boy cat likes rain poo.
Did you ever have any friends that had a parakeet?
No. My friend now... who we're not really friends, but we were friends. Kim, she has a bird that would like masturbate on the pole.
wait a minute. I've never heard of a bird doing that at
I
all.
Totally watched
ever.
It happen. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry, this is embarrassing. This bird does this every night, and I just have to wait until she's finished.
And what kind of bird is it?
I
so
don't
our
know.
Listeners can Google to say, it doesn't even say this.
It's a horny bird. I don't know what kind it was. I was like,
is it a parrot looking bird or a black bird or what's it look
like? It was
like?
Colorful.
So it's probably a parrot of some, like a cockatiel or
maybe.
A cockatoo. Or
maybe.
You just don't remember.
I don't. I remember the
you
bird.
You don't really pay a lot of attention to like that kind of detail stuff, do you?
Nope.
You don't, really. I mean,
I don't
mean that in a bad way, but you're like, who is it? You know, who's that person? Oh, yeah, we hit. No,
there was
remember.
A bird that liked to masturbate on a pole. That's what I took away from that experience.
Nice.
I didn't get what kind. I don't even remember what color. I was just like.
How long did it take? How long did you watch?
Like a minute.
And it was done? Or you'd only watch for a minute?
No, I watched till it was finished.
What, did it just fall off the perch?
No, it's just... Anyway. I bet there's people out there that have bird fetishes.
My my sister had a parakeet.
What?
Pete, the parakeet. And she had loved this bird forever and raised it.
They live a long time.
Parakeets don't as much.
Oh.
Parrots do.
Okay.
But this parakeet, she took to a elementary school. We were having like a pet fair. Where you bring your pets and everything. And she had brought the bird to the school. And when the newspapers were coming around taking pictures for the paper, I got my picture taken with her bird.
Oh, I bet in that
the,
pissed
in the
her
paper.
Off.
Oh, you could. She cried. And my bird. How do you? You know. She was
Why
very
upset. Why did you do that?
Huh?
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't mean to. You know how you're just kind of there, and you know, I was playing with the bird, and you could kiss it, go, you know, peach a pretty bird, peach a pretty bird, peach, and it would go, peach a pretty bird, and it'd try to kiss you. And when I was doing it, showing other kids, it just happened to be the newspaper photographer coming by. It wasn't like, here, I'm going to pose and take my picture. It was just captured. Kind of like last night at the nacho thing, that guy walking around taking pictures from the newspaper.
Right.
We were at a... You want to tell the story? Go ahead.
No.
No,
you,
go ahead.
You go for
no,
it.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you tell your version.
We went to a nacho thing and had nachos. Your turn.
Wow. So you have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a very inspiring story. He used to work the door at the comedy club here in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And he created a tortilla chip company and has been very successful.
Very successful.
So we were invited to a nacho contest because his chips were the chips featured and you were friends.
Right. And I have the Nacho Report, not only because I'm a comic, but I also have the Nacho Report Facebook page.
Right.
And so he goes, hey, you got this page. You can be a judge on here. Mm-hmm. So I judged a nacho competition here in Denver, and it was done by some of the best restaurants in town. Like,
right.
The Fort was there.
And theirs was not the greatest.
But it was very good.
It had an aftertaste.
It was you didn't like the bison tongue.
I liked the bison tongue.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought that's what had the aftertaste.
No, there was this, I don't even know, like this rich aftertaste.
But you definitely loved the
prime rib
nachos. And that was from Lone Tree Golf Course.
Yeah.
Country Club. I was supposed to say golf course, but Country Club. That was very, very good.
Right.
But there was chicken barbecue nachos. That was good. You loved, what was the name of the restaurant that did the vegetarian?
Watercress. Yeah.
Yeah. They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
But the winner of the competition was Serendipity Catering. Which was, and to everybody's surprise, a Vietnamese chef.
Right. She was adorable.
And these nachos were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster mac and cheese over Cajun-style crawfish. And then it had the lettuce-y stuff was made out of other things that I can't remember right now. But the nacho was freaking amazing!
Not as amazing as the prime rib.
Well, you thought the prime rib was a meal on a chip. That's how you described it.
It was. Like, it was...
The horseradish sauce was not too much.
Not too much, because horseradish can be too much to a fragile person like myself. And it was perfect.
Well, one of the ones, was it Tommy Knocker's?
The dessert?
The dessert chip was pretty amazing,
too. I don't
know why.
Yeah.
They did nachos dipped in chocolate, nacho chips
and
dipped
then
in chocolate.
Caramel, salted caramel with raspberry granola.
And then a sweet jalapeno, lime jalapeno on top. Freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. We left a nacho contest full. And you did one chip at a time.
And full. I'd do it again. I know Rich wants to have a, he's talking about doing a taco contest now because his company makes taco shells also.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, you know, I wish I was more prepared. I would give Rich's company a plug, but we'll find it on the website and put it with this.
It's pretty easy to find.
Is it?
He was really nice to send us a thank you email today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And
Recalita's Tortillas.
What was the name of it?
Recalita's.
Delicious.
Recalita's Tortillas.
Uh-huh. And they had several different styles,
mm-hmm.
and they were all good.
Oh, they were amazing.
So it also for people out there, if you have not found the Nacho Report page on Facebook, please go find it and like it. And we discuss nachos. We post pictures from restaurants around the country. You know, if people order nachos, you take a picture, give us a little review about it, and put it on the Nacho Report page. I was surprised. I don't know if you remember this. One of the cruises I was on, they actually did a nacho station.
I remember you vaguely. Yeah, I vaguely remember you talking about it.
I posted a picture of that. And everybody's like, on a cruise? Yeah. Because we were like down in I can't remember if it was the Mediterranean or whatever, but you wouldn't think of that was the place for a nacho station.
That makes sense. That's why people were like, whoa. But nachos, they're making a comeback. I didn't know they went away, but I guess some people say they went away for a while.
But remember Rich telling us last night that it seemed like nachos weren't really around a lot before the 80s.
I wasn't around before the 80s at all.
So you wouldn't remember this
no.
at all.
So nachos have been around forever.
No, he said he just remembered going up to fancier restaurants and trying to sell them nacho chips. And he goes, did you see the word Mexican restaurant in front of this place? Get out. Like a lot of people didn't serve them.
Oh, because it was a Hispanic thing?
Yeah, it was just at Mexican restaurants. It wasn't the appetizer that it is now.
That's why I go to Chili's. In fact, I have a coupon here that says free appetizer with the purchase of an adult entree. So if anyone wants to... No, I'm just kidding.
Did you just turn around and grab that off the printer?
Like, yeah.
You've got coupons printed out for...
Yeah, I'm ready for the next time someone wants to go to dinner with me.
No wonder that some bitch is always out of ink.
Are you kidding me?
Look at that.
There's a stack of crap here. Let's see. We got Southwest Airlines for the flight that you took last weekend. Why is it here?
Because you haven't thrown it away yet.
Why did you print it?
Because I normally grab a printed version of it in case my phone dies or...
I've never seen you do that.
Huh? What?
I've never seen you do that.
I always do that.
I see you print it, but I never see you grab it.
See, I told you this would end in a fight.
We're not fighting. Is it ending?
No, but I... Oh. No, but I'm telling you.
You just totally did the nose up in the air. I'm done with this. You know what I'm done with?
What?
Snow and winter. It's April. Easter is next Sunday. And we had like 5 inches of snow on our cars yesterday.
It was beautiful though, wasn't it? I love that
spring snow.
You don't
have to get out. You sit at home and drink your coffee and pet your dog.
Here's an idea. Nobody get out. How about that? That's what I always tell people. I don't understand why they get so upset about the snow. Like, well, it got so thick I couldn't even go to work. Maybe that was God telling you, hey, relax, chill. Don't kill yourself trying to go to work.
I don't think an employer wants you to be preaching.
Why?
Because people need to get to work to get stuff done.
No. America just kills people with their jobs. That's the big complaint. Look at vacation, 2 weeks. People get 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They get 5 days. When I say 2 weeks, it's not even 2 weeks. You get 5 days, which is your week. You get 10 days. Okay, they tell you that's your 2 weeks. 10 days.
Right.
10 days vacation because you're already getting the weekends. Their weekends are already yours. So they're only giving you 10 days out of a year for you to kill yourself.
It happens.
I don't think people understand. I think people need to actually start like an uprise to go, we don't live to work. We work to pay the bills.
I've offered those type of people jobs and they decline them.
But I think more and more people need to do that. Look, Australia and those places, they give you like 4 weeks right off the bat. You know, England does that. Look at places like, you know, the South American countries that actually have longer lunch times, like siestas and things. People need more breaks than American jobs want to give them.
You don't get as much done if you have that many breaks.
They don't get as much done now, do they? I think they're unhappy workers. You're unhappy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I have moments of unhappiness, but in general, I'm happy.
In general? But you're like the other day I said, you know, you should probably just quit that stressful job.
No.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No, I understand
that. If
you're
listening, I'm not quitting.
I understand that. I know she's not, if you're listening, boss. I'm just saying that some days people, they don't have the same love and passion for their jobs. I think they're just almost forced to work.
Joe Bonzo just retweeted my tweet. Yeah.
Which one?
It was about him.
Oh. Is that to take us away from the work issue?
No. No, I understand what you're saying. It's just... It's reality. I can't change it.
But I'm protesting. I'm trying to say to the workers, we need to change something. I think this is the era of change. Remember how the Mayan calendar, we were supposed to end?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we're supposed to just have a new era of enlightenment. We're supposed to go, you know what? I'm not killing myself. I need family time. I need me time. I need, you know, you guys are making these millions off of us, and we're unhappy, and we're getting ulcers, and we're stroking out at 50, and we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you worked a 40-hour work week?
Pretty much never.
Yep. You don't have a dog in the fight.
No, I do, because I remember how unhappy I was at that one company, the last radio company, which is now forcing their employees to have 8 hours a day. When radio really was just, here's your show, do your show.
And we're going to pay you more than most people get paid that work 50
and go out
hours
the door.
A week. Well, times are changing.
They are, but it's not for the best.
Right. I'm happy. I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds me.
I'm not asking you to bite the hand. I'm talking about the...
I'm speaking for the other workers that are probably thinking the same thing. Oh, you got a great point, but I got bills to pay. I got children to feed. I have cat litter to buy.
But what a way to live. I mean, that's what... I understand paying the bills. You want to pay your bills. You want to do that. But I think we just become such a, I've got to do this. No matter what, I've got to show up. If my if it kills me to get there in the snow, well, just so be it. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just going, look, today I need to relax. There's snow out there. God said take a day off. I think people's thinking, maybe not the job itself, but just the thinking about how the job is done.
Right. It's
people don't skip jobs because they're afraid they'll be replaced. You know what
right.
I mean? I don't.
Everyone is replaceable.
Yeah, but I think people are so afraid that, like, if I don't go in today, they could find out that this actually got done without me.
It is a stressful thought. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, I can totally relate to that thought.
Just the fear.
Do you know how many corporate recruiters there are in this world? I look at their resumes every day. I'm like, oh.
But do you know how many are as good as you?
Probably most of them. I don't have as much experience. So, like, when I say I don't have enough time to do everything you're asking me to do, and they say, okay, we'll bring in someone part-time to supplement what you can't do, that stresses me out. What if that person does it better?
Mm-hmm. What if they do? Have you thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Ready to pay my bills? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. That's something I worry about. With our age difference, I'm afraid people think I'm just a freeloader.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that stereotype.
I do, and I just saw that, as a matter of fact, the other day, because my pal, Vinny Paul from Pantera,
mm-hmm.
has a new girlfriend, which I have not met yet, but he's been posting pictures. Mm. And everybody is like, oh, is that your daughter? Oh, is that, because she obviously looks younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, she's only after you for your money, Van.
That people kind of, have actually said that?
Yeah, this is what I'm seeing under the pictures. And I, you know, like, I wow. haven't met her. You have, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying the general public.
Right.
But most people did just think, look at a picture and say, she's younger. It
Does she
only
have big
must
boobs?
Be, huh?
Does she have big boobs?
Honestly, I didn't know. They were at what? Some hockey game and they had a jersey on.
Oh. Hmm. You never know. I have blonde hair, so people just assume. She's dumb.
That's what they assume right off the bat?
Yep.
But they see dark roots and go, oh, no.
She needs to get that hair done. Next Thursday. I hate this. I hate the couple weeks leading up to hair day. Don't you?
I do.
Where you're like, ugh.
Well, I just realized for me, for hair day, because I got the email yesterday from, which I'm not ashamed to say, I went to Bosley Hair and got a hair replacement at Dr. Tanya Paul's at Bosley here in Denver, if you're thinking about doing it. But I got the thing that said 3 months. It's been 3 months since your surgery, and you should be experiencing this. So then I got to thinking, oh, it's been even longer since I had my hair colored.
That's why you wear a hat every day.
I know.
I couldn't do
How unmanly does that sound? I'm so glad this isn't my Remasculate podcast, because I don't even bring this up on the Remasculate podcast.
That's why you don't ever have me on there. Remember when I used to be your news girl?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this isn't going to work. We should have our own podcast. Let's get you off this Remasculate.
Yeah, you can't
business.
Be talking about this on
Let's
Remasculate.
Let's have Casey with the boobs on. She's way more manlier.
Anyway, I just realized hair day. It's been a long, long time
ago
for me. I'm not going to go until it, like I told you, until it grows back. And it has not grown back yet. So I have to wear the hat like I'm doing right now. And I have to wear this hat even on the cruise ships, because I'm leaving Sunday to go work around Europe.
21 days.
And I have to wear a hat on stage, which may or may not work on a cruise ship. I haven't done it. Huh?
Why wouldn't it work? You're still funny.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. She thinks I'm funny. Not as funny as her flight attendant, apparently. But
or James Vanderbeek.
God. Okay, let's discuss that show before we go.
Friends with Better Lives. I love it.
And why do you love it?
Because James Vanderbeek's cute.
And that's it. That's the only reason you love
the
show.
He's just adorable. He makes everything funny.
He does. I will give you that. But the show itself... It seems to be poorly done. It's a poorly rip-off version of How I Met Your Mother. You can almost tell they're looking, since that show's ended, they're looking for that. How about the group of people? One's married, just like, remember, in How I Met Your Mom. One is the single guy.
Huh.
One is, it's almost the same cast with different names.
What's funny is it premiered right after the series finale of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Isn't it like, hey, don't stop watching this type of show. Here's another one just
Dawson's
like it.
Dawson's back. Yeah, that's sad.
And it was really bad sex jokes the entire show. That's my gripe with most TV now. I don't have anything against a good sex joke because it's in my stand-up. But I think as far as TV shows, mm-hmm. they don't try hard to write about anything. They don't try to find a story. It's like, hey, you want to have sex? No, I have gas. You know, it'd be that kind of, you know.
That's the married couple, and she's pregnant. She went through three phases during the half-hour
yeah,
episode.
And then what was the other part of the show? Hey, I'm newly divorced. You want to have sex? That was the entire episode of the show. What is two broke girls? Hey, let's talk trashy. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't try to find stories.
Well, I won't make you watch either one of those shows anymore.
You're not following my point.
No, I follow your point. I get you don't like...
No, that's not the point. Follow the point. It's the it's the writing of the show. It's the actual... Take a subject and make it funny. Not just, are you going to get laid? Am I going to get laid? Am I going to...
Right.
Did we drink enough to get you laid? No. Are you famous enough to get a... You know, are you dating the guy in the dumpster? Are you having sex with him? Like, two broke girl. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what is the point of the story?
I don't know. It makes me laugh. And it makes a lot of people laugh. Two Broke Girls is a very popular show.
Okay.
Isn't it? Okay. It's been on for how many seasons?
Yeah, three seasons.
So it's working.
Yeah, it tells me something about the lack of creativity in Hollywood. That's what it tells me.
Oh.
And the lack that people just want, just give me a dick joke. You know, that's kind of what...
Maybe it's because people are working so much that they just want to come home and have mindless entertainment.
Or the creativity of Hollywood is gone, and they can't think of anything else to write about. I mean, think of
See,
all
I
the good
nothing,
shows.
I don't know. I don't have any. Like, I'm just a girl that works in a cubicle. I come home and watch TV. You have a connection. Like, you know a lot of people in Hollywood and writers and stuff like that, and you've wanted to be one. And
but you know TV.
Yeah,
there's
like
other
TV.
Like Cheers.
I don't remember Cheers. I was very young, and I maybe saw it on Nick at Night, so I didn't watch it, so I don't know that.
What are your favorite sitcoms?
Right now?
No, in the past.
I don't know. I really don't know. Those are 30 minutes, and like I could think of like my favorite television shows, but those are more of the longer ones, like Dawson's Creek and...
And it goes back to James Vanderbeek.
No, that was a deep storyline.
Okay, I will give you that. They are actually stories. Mm-hmm. But as far as sitcoms, you can't think of any sitcom you used to watch that actually has a story? That each episode was an individual story, not just...
The Bee in Apartment 43?
That was goes back to... Oh. Those, goes, those go to the sex jokes. The same mm-hmm. things with the other ones that we were watching. It was... What was the one that... Happy Endings. Duh. Even the title is
like
Happy Endings.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's 20 minutes of your life that just needs to be mindless. And dick joke after dick joke. I don't know. Make you chuckle. Make you forget about the cubicle hell. I don't know.
Am I making you feel on the spot?
No.
Okay.
No, I just don't... I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
What about you? You said Cheers.
Oh, well, any of them. Cheers, MASH. I know these are older sitcoms, but that's when they were still good. All the way up to even like The Cosby Show.
You don't think MASH had a lot of sex in it?
They had sex jokes. It wasn't the entire episode. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the basis of every...
Like, my grandfather watched it every day, and I wasn't allowed to watch it because of that.
Well, that's just weird.
Thanks.
It is weird, because MASH was more...
I was a kid.
Still, it was just a show on TV.
They didn't want me to...
I know, you've been
sex.
Told to not watch a lot of stuff over the years.
Right. I wasn't allowed to watch Simpsons. Wasn't allowed to watch Married with Children. So that's probably why I can't tell you a lot of sitcoms. I don't know.
Wow. Shelter.
I know, and I'm okay
sheltered.
With it. I think more children should be sheltered these days.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
Holy cow. I almost cursed.
I know. I saw your mouth almost make the other word. But I agree with you. I think
mark the date. It's tax day.
But that's could be why I'm bothered by so many of these shows that are nothing but sex jokes. Because what are you supposed to sit down and watch with your family?
You can't watch ABC Family. I saw a preview for a show the other day when I was watching my Pretty Little Liars, which is not appropriate for all ages either. But it was about a couple that jumped into bed together and they're like, did we? Oh my God, we did.
On ABC Family.
ABC Family.
See, it's over. It's done. PBS. America is gone into Sesame the crapper. Street. Huh?
Sesame Street's still around.
Yeah, but Bert and Ernie were.
Stop it. That's never been proven.
No? Then why was that episode brought to you by the letters K and Y?
Did you just throw out a stupid sex joke?
I did! See how easy it is? Wasn't even hard writing. We could do a sitcom.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, we're at 40 minutes. We actually went long.
What's the answer to our trivia?
Oh, the answer to the trivia question is... You ready? Well, I've got to repeat the question. Call it up. Tuna virtually never stopped moving. How many miles has a 15-year-old tuna traveled? Is it 20,000 miles, 300,000 miles, or 1 million miles?
300. Dang it.
1 million miles. That's crazy. Or as Dr. Evil would say, 1 million miles. I know that sounded nothing like Dr.
Nothing
Evil.
Like I'm sorry.
That's why I don't do impressions. Even when I was on the radio, every impersonation we would always do would always go back to an Asian voice.
Yes, or a gay voice.
Do you remember that? I don't know if you remember that. But that was we'd always start off in a British accent, and then it would just fade off into, and then it would start off in a Hispanic accent, but I can't hold it very long, and then it would just turn into an Asian accent.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, you got to work on that. It's something to work on since you don't work full time.
Well, God doesn't want me to work full time.
I know.
Thank you, God.
What statistic did we hear? Something more than how many women? Oh, there's more people on food stamps than women that work full time. I don't know where that came from, but I found that to be quite interesting.
You heard that today on the radio.
No, I think that was last night.
Was it last night? Okay. But I remember hearing it and you went, what? Yeah. That is so wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of startling.
Well, welcome to America.
Work full time. Get your job.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait, bye. Before we go, how do they get a hold of you if they want to write back?
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com.
One more time?
PinkBarb27@yahoo.com.
And you can get a hold of me at McGrew@msn.com. Feedback appreciated. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit the donate button. Donate a little something through PayPal and keep us alive. We appreciate that.
Yep, yep.
Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I burped that out. Could you tell?
Mm-hmm.